Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, with you here on the show. We're a few days away from the AFC and NFC Championship games. We'll talk a little bit about that on today's show. Naturally, fantasy football season, folks, coming to an end. Just a few games left to play in Daily Fantasy, and then, of course, Super Bowl. We'll have that covered for you in full right here on Fantasy Sports Today, of course, coming up in a couple of weeks. But, you know, Davis, attention starts to pivot in the fantasy sports world to other things, to baseball, to golf. Of course, we've been discussing the NBA as well. And so it's like, kind of the fun part of the season in the NFL because we're getting the championship games, but it's also sort of the sad part of the season. I know football season never ends for you with draft season and everything else. But for most other people, it sort of does come to the end very soon. And so looking forward to talking about some other things with you here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, look, I certainly do not mind taking a break from thinking about, ADPs and all, like, you know, it's like taking a break from thinking about football every waking moment. Do not hate it. Always enjoy, speculating, gambling, playing fantasy on these other sports. So no qualms from me. And these games this weekend, I think they're going to be great, but we are about to have a long 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and then after that, we get some great stuff. We got spring training, we have the majors and golf starting. Like, there's a lot going on, so we're gonna have plenty to do here on the program.
Yeah, and look, there's still a great community in fantasy baseball. Obviously, to this point, we've stuck with football, but we are gonna start diving in almost every day and getting you ready for your upcoming fantasy baseball drafts. Rosters more or less set. There's still a handful of free agents that will have an impact out there. But from our perspective, with pitchers and catchers and just 3 weeks away, it's time for us to start diving in to take a look what some of the experts feel about the upcoming draft, and especially some of the drafters do in the NFBC as well. All right, so let's start off with our headlines here on the show. The Angels are no longer for sale. How about this one? The Marino family post yesterday, Davis, obviously they did not get the billions that they thought they were going to get for this team, and they have, pulled any sale offer, at least at this point. I don't know. Seems to me this still could happen, but at least for the time being, Angels not for sale. Washington Nationals, by the way, still for sale. The Lakers trade for Rui Hachimura yesterday, so we'll dive into what that does for L.A. How about Kansas? They've lost three straight games in college hoops. Baylor ends up winning that game yesterday, and Joe Shane says, Daniel Jones will be back, as he should. Daniel Jones had a really good regular season. Not great, of course, in that game in the divisional round, no doubt. All right, so first let's touch, Davis, on this trade for the Lakers, and then we'll get into some other stuff here on the show. And by the way, we're going to talk some golf coming up. Davis is going to give you a full preview as to who you should be playing that's not named John Rahm this weekend in Daily Fantasy, which is almost impossible to do. Rui Hachimura, does he move the needle at all for the Lakers?
You know, I think it's sort of interesting because it allows Anthony Davis to, continue playing center in their best lineups, although Anthony Davis not playing right now, has not returned. And weirdly enough, Rui Hachimura and Thomas Bryant were the starting front court for the Washington Wizards not that long ago. These two guys were teammates. Those were not good teams, the Washington Wizards, with those two guys starting. But I mean, like right now, the Lakers at this point, they just kind of need to be taking flyers on younger guys. Rui Hachimura is, I believe, 24 years old. So it sort of makes sense for them. If I was in charge of their front office, I would not be spending any assets on someone who can't be a 38% three-point shooter, because that's really the big issue the Lakers have. They don't have anyone really who can shoot. Rui Hachimura, not a shooter, but he's a good, like, well, I hesitate to say like good, effective at winning player in the NBA, but he's at least intriguing. Like, this is better than, you know, I don't know, trying to add like a PJ Tucker style equivalent or whatever, like an old guy who's going to be useless after the season. So don't hate it. Don't expect it to move the needle largely either way.
All right. The one football note that we can talk about here, you know, besides the Daniel Jones thing, I mean, I don't think this comes as a surprise to anybody. The Giants have to run it back. I mean, he did, regardless of what you want to say of how inept they were in the divisional round, you know, the Giants are going to probably be right back in the same position that they were last year. They're a pretty good but not great team. I guess the surprise from when we left yesterday, and this is more of maybe a sports betting story than a fantasy story, Davis, but naturally, you know, those you know, stories intersect, is that when we opened our show yesterday, the Chiefs were a 1.5-point favorite on FanDuel. By 2 o'clock Eastern, when I was on the air, it was down to KC like a pick'em, or maybe even some minus one. And then overnight, the line has changed. And Davis, the Bengals are favored in this game in Kansas City this week. So naturally, we'll get our first practice report tomorrow. But I mean, regardless, I just didn't expect any team to be favored in Kansas City. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes has only ever been an underdog once in Kansas City. He won that game, just for the record. But if Mahomes is going to be playing on one leg or 1.5 legs, you cannot make an argument that the Bengals should not be favored, because the Chiefs, Craig, are not very good. They don't have a very good defense. They don't really have great pass catchers outside draft. In fact, this is like the worst group of pass catchers that Mahomes has ever played with. So if Mahomes is going to be 75% of who he needs to be, now that's not to say the Chiefs can't win, right? I mean, obviously, like, anything can happen, but if he...
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
If he really is having a tough time out there, the Bengals do deserve to be favored on the road in Arrowhead, I think.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what the line looks like come Sunday for the AFC Championship. Of course, NFC Championship, the lines remain the same. All right, coming up next, the Farmers Insurance Open is coming up this weekend on the PGA Tour. Every week, Davis and I now are going to start covering the daily fantasy aspect of this. We did this last year as well, folks, in the spring, and took you right through the summer as far as all of the golf tournaments are concerned. Can anybody touch John Rahm this weekend? We'll find out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Coming up this weekend, it is the Farmers Insurance Open, and we're bringing in Dubs Anderson to break it all down for you, along with Davis Maddock and myself. Dubs, great to have you back here on the show. Congratulations on all your success and your new gigs and your past gigs and your future gigs. I can't keep up with you. You're all over Sports Grid and everywhere else. Thanks for making 10 minutes out of your day for our show. Appreciate it.
Your boys are far too gone. You know Dubsy's the complete degenerate over here, Craig. I wish I had more winning tickets to celebrate, but look, we're going to try our luck this week. The Farmers Insurance Open for the PGA Tour. We're starting a day early. Yes, we start on Wednesday, finish on Saturday. Another two golf courses in rotation, the North and South Course down there at Torrey Pines, where we had the US Open a couple of years back. If you take a look at the two tracks, it's one thing to clue onto with the live betting. The North Course, a little easier. The South Course, where they'll play the final two rounds, is an absolute monster. Over 7,700 yards. I was down there last year. They'll grow out that thick Kikuyu rough, and it's really sticky. So what do we need from our golfers this week? You need that distance off the tee. You need that strength coming out of the rough. And one thing we've seen from past winners here, when we talk about horses for courses, whether it's John Rahm, Tiger Woods, Jason Day, Mark Leishman, they do a bit of everything. They've got the short game, the scrambling, but they've also got that distance off the tee. So I do expect the big names to come to the top of the leaderboard this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that I think that's the biggest takeaway is if you look at the winners of this golf course, if you take Scott Stallings out in 2014, it's all dudes who were like 40-1 or better. I mean, pretty much the best players on the tour are going to win here because it is, as Dubs mentioned, 7,700 yards, but also really challenging, like not a 7,700 yard hit and giggle resort course, like just really tough golf all weekend long.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is going to be fun. Listen, there's a very big question I have to ask. Davis and I have talked about it. Dubsy, I want to ask you, but first, we only have 10 minutes. Let's look at the pricing here for the Farmers Insurance Open on FanDuel. We have John Rahm, who I do want to talk about. He's 12,400 on FanDuel this week, followed by Xander at 11.8, Colin Morikawa at 11.8, Tony Finau 11.4, Justin Thomas 11.2, Will Zalatoris 11.1. So naturally, I want to break all this down. But Dubs, I need the comp to where Rahm is in terms of, let's say, the last 10, 20 years in terms of success right now on the PGA Tour. Almost unbettable, which is so rare on all of the sites because he's just such a huge favorite. Playing as well as we've seen anyone play, I believe, for a long period of time. I just don't know where to make the comparison to, and I'm sure, Dubs, you covering this as long as you have, you can make one for me because I just don't know.
Well, I think we turn it back to last year. Scottie Scheffler, what a run he had. What, four wins for the season there on the PGA Tour? So I'm going to temper, you know, expectations for John Rahm and the season that he could be in line to have. He has had two wins the last two starts to start 2023, but one was the Century Tournament of Champions, which is a smaller, limited field. And then we saw last weekend at the Amex, it was a pro-am, a bit of a wacky event, but it was a birdie shootout, which usually doesn't favor the big names. But John Rahm, I mean, not only is he playing some really good golf, we know he's motivated to show everyone in the world that he is still one of the best players, and he still can't get back to world number one, which blows my mind with some of the ranking points and whatever's going on there. But John Rahm, if he's not back in Spain, where does he love playing? It's here in California. It's up there in wine country. It's down here in San Diego. So, look, let's see if he can chirp off another one. If he wins this weekend, Craig, watch out. John Rahm, it could be another blockbuster season.
I would say, Craig, the comp for this is going to be like when DJ was at his absolute peak. Like, obviously, this isn't like Tiger Woods going off as even money at the majors, but there was kind of like, what, Dubs, like an 18-month stretch where no one could really touch DJ. It's like he was number one at ball striking, number one at putting, number one around the green, and he would be like 5-1, 6-1, 7-1 to win a lot of these events. Now, all that being said, no chance am I biting off John Rahm at plus 450 to win these events. I do think he's like an outstanding DraftKings play because his salary is not scaled enough relative to what his odds are. You know, he's only $1,100 more expensive than the second most golfer. But if you look at those odds, I mean, he should be like 12,500. So we'll get my ROM exposure probably in head-to-heads and on DraftKings.
Yeah, right, I'd rather be wrong this week, Craig. I can't touch that number. Far too short for my liking. And there's so many young guys coming up to the tour this season who can mix it, as we saw last Sunday as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And obviously, we got to look at some deeper options here. So, Dubs, let's talk about a couple of players I'm not all that familiar with. Let's talk about Jonathan Vargas, who right now is playing very well, has some previous wins. What do you make of his performance?
Are we talking the big Venezuelan sensation? My guy, Johnny Vegas. Look, what does he do well? He hits it an absolute mile. The closer he gets to the green, well, he gets the wobbles. But this is a week where a guy like Johnny Vegas doesn't have to lean on that short game. He's got the power coming out of the rough. One of the real good guys out there on the PGA Tour. And super streaky, Craig, which is what we like with the DFS. This is a guy who can make 7 or 8 birdies on a very tough Torrey Pines. So I think that's a great play to throw on the card this week. A lot of upside.
Yeah, I knew Dubs would be with me on this one. Really good price on DraftKings, and I believe he's right around 200-1 to win on most books. Now, am I expecting Johnny Vegas to go, you know, 19 under par at Torrey Pines? Probably not. But, you know, if we get into some elements, if it's a little bit windy, a little bit rainy, it's supposed to be windy on Friday, which is the cut day, by the way. That's pretty important to note that stuff. I mean, I think Dubs is exactly right. He's got the game to just kind of play the low stingers, get through there. He's, you know, generally speaking, going to be like top 20, top 25 on tour in driving distance. And his game is in like decent form right now. You know, you're not picking a guy off like 9 straight missed cuts. So I just think his DFS price is a little bit too low. And I think his outright number is just bad. So I'm on him pretty heavy.
All right, so there you go. A pick from Davis for this weekend. Johnny Vegas, never really knew that was his name. All right, so let's take a look at Wyndham Clark. Next name to discuss, Dubs, 4th on the tour. And you mentioned driving distance, so maybe he plays a big factor in this tournament coming up this week.
Yeah, Wyndham Clark, bit of a journeyman. I don't know if he's got that upside to sort of contend in a week like this, but given his skill set, I can see him making it through to the weekend. And look, some of the guys who don't have the best short game, I know I mentioned scrambling's a big asset to have at Torrey Pines, but the way the rough is here, it's really deep, it's thick. So the guys who don't have confidence in, you know, some of their wedge play, it's like a bunker shot. So they just hack out on it. So it gives them a little bit more confidence. So Wyndham Clark, certainly a live play for this one.
Yeah, so Wyndham Clark is just pretty much my exact category of guy, which is going to be a guy who every single week is gaining strokes off the tee. You know, last year he was 4th on tour in driving distance. Now, always kind of interesting when these guys are top 10 on tour in driving distance, but not top 10 in strokes gained off the tee. It means there's a little bit of spray and pray in guys. And Clark, actually, funnily enough, he actually gained strokes putting, which is sort of odd for a lot of these guys. You know, kind of your Luke list, they gain all their strokes tee to green and don't gain any strokes putting. Wyndham Clark with a wedge in his hands, it's not really a sight that you want to see. But again, so much of this golf course is going to come down to hitting good drives. And I mean, every golf course also comes down to making putts. Like, you cannot win a golf tournament. I mean, I guess theoretically you could win without gaining strokes putting, but you'd have to be like Tiger Woods from tee to green. So Clark does have those two skill sets. And I put him basically in the same bucket as Luke List, who won this event last year at 250-1. I mean, just an all-time generational. We gave that out on the show last year, Luke List winning this event at 250-1. So I feel pretty good about those two guys as stabs deeper down the board.
All right, Davis, Dubs, 1 minute to go. Throw a name out there for us this weekend.
Look, I think the big names are going to be contended. A couple of young guys that you want to maybe watch or throw on the card right around the 7K mark. Robbie Shelton, 7,200. Taylor Montgomery has gone up in value now in the 9K mark, but a young guy you've definitely got to watch. And one that I've been throwing out for 12 months now. He's a California local. He played well down there at Torrey Pines last year. Sahith Theegala. A little expensive and getting a little too popular, but I know that breakthrough's coming. And let's hope that the general bettors aren't big on Sahith Theegala.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Throw him on the card there. Fantastic tournament coming up, boys, on a very tough golf course. The cream should rise to the top.
All right, we will take a quick time out here on the show. Thanks again to Dubs for coming on Fantasy Sports today. Craig and Davis back after this with some fantasy baseball talk. Come to away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. My gosh, being fantasy baseball in the timeline of our show, Davis, warms my heart a little bit. Gotta be honest. I've actually just confirmed that I'm going to rejoin one of the expert fantasy leagues this year, the League of Alternative Baseball Reality. They're actually, I didn't even know this, Davis, they're going to be doing their draft, their auction draft this year. I don't know if they're still allowed to call it auction, but whatever. In Palm Beach, which is like an hour from me. And they're like, hey, like, you want to jump back in? You know, and I thought about it, Davis. And I was like, yeah, I mean, how do I say no to that? I mean, I drive an hour, do an auction, hang out with everybody in the industry. So I will jump back into the Experts Leagues this year. Last year, I took the year off, just felt like the right thing to do. And I feel like the right thing to do right now, Davis, is at least take a preliminary look at some of the players potentially that have changed locations in terms of fantasy baseball. Let's see what the NFBC has in terms of their average draft position. And then you can provide the astute analysis from all the advanced metrics and data and tell us whether or not these are players you'll be taking this year. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, last year, remember, Craig, we were like, is there even going to be a season? Like, is it going to be a shortened? Like, true. It was so right. Obnoxious. So this year, feeling much more lighthearted. I mean, the Royals are going to be terrible again. So I guess I don't really have to sweat that. So that'll be the same as it always is. But yeah, at least we don't have to be constantly litigating owners versus the players or whatever. Like we got that going for us.
You know, it's interesting that I was trying to think, why didn't I do any of these leagues last year? I was like, why didn't I do this?
It was because
I remember us sitting here trying to figure out if we were even going to do fantasy baseball on our show last year. You're right. That's exactly what was going on. I completely forgot. Well, we don't have that issue this year. And obviously, folks, we're still going to cover all the NFL stuff, the AFC, NFC Championship, all the that week of the Super Bowl, all the props and everything else. But a lot of names changed places this offseason, so let's dive into a few. We'll start off with a new closer in Boston, who is Kenley Jansen, Davis, who I think probably has an outside chance, speaking of which the Hall of Fame ceremony is coming up in about 6 hours from now. I think Kenley Jansen, Davis, may be, if Billy Wagner doesn't get in the Hall of Fame, I think Jansen may end up being the next closer in the Hall of Fame. I think he has a really good shot, a very high level for LA all those years. And now he's the closer for the Boston Red Sox. He left the situation in Atlanta, and Davis honestly fell a little flat toward the end of last year. His ADP is 79. He's gone as high as 31. He's also gone in the 10th or 11th round in some drafts. And just generally speaking, you and I share the same opinion on saves and closers in fantasy. We just don't take them. We think they're too volatile. But how about at his current ADP of 79, I suppose that would probably make him a top 10 closer in fantasy baseball this year. Not a bad, or somewhere in the middle, I think is probably fair.
So, I mean, we got a couple issues with Kenley Jansen. The first being his team is not as good as it's been in the years past, right? Big difference between closing for the Los Angeles Dodgers and closing for the Boston Red Sox. I mean, the market is kind of down on the Red Sox. And then you and I, actually, ever since we've been doing the show, we've also just kind of been lower on the Red Sox than the market has been. I mean, obviously, switching from the NL to the AL is not as big of a difference as it used to be because of the pitcher stuff. But the AL East is the worst division to pitch in, right? All those ballparks, so hard to pitch in, all those great offenses. I mean, even the Orioles can hit now. It's like kind of crazy. And I mean, you just have skill erosion, right? I mean, Kenley Jansen, skill, like strikeouts, walks, all that stuff, it's gotten worse year over year for the last 3 years. And I mean, this is seeming pretty rich to me. I mean, this is like a range I like to take closers. Like I definitely am not taking a closer in the first four rounds or whatever. I kind of like these questionable skills, but definitely it's their job type guys. And I mean, we'll have to dig further deeper into this stuff, but I can't imagine Kenley Jansen is going to be a guy that I really want to take at this rate, because the skill, it's like, what is he even going to get a strikeout per inning? Like at this point, I don't even know.
Yeah, I think that we both are not bullish on Boston. I agree, but the thing with Jansen, he does have a multi-year deal. His role is relatively safe, but I don't know if I'm going skill set with a guy like this. I'm probably waiting Davis four or five more rounds, just taking a flyer on someone else. But I think the one thing that you could say is that he's the guy that opens up the season as the closer. He's the guy that it's going to require Boston to watch him blow 5-6 saves to be removed as the closer. Like, he's got that leash. And I don't think you could say that about 15 guys in baseball. So that would be the positive for Jansen going into the season. All right, Wilson Contreras, after several years in Chicago, including winning a World Series, he goes to their rival and goes to the St. Louis Cardinals and joins that lineup with Arenado and Goldschmidt. And his ADP right now in the NFBC is in the top 100, just ahead of Jansen. And 95 is the ADP there. And certainly the maximum pick is 131. Catchers are a real tough dynamic, Davis, in fantasy. I mean, this is the breed of, I guess, maybe tight end. Maybe be a good comparison in
imagine if you had to start two tight ends. Imagine if you had to start two.
Two catchers in this crap, right? Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. So I don't understand that. That should be done away with, by the way. I got to talk to these guys before I do this draft. Story for another day. So Wilson Contreras, I mean, his numbers, Davis, have to be as good or better, I think, in St. Louis. I think they have to be. Plays in that good division. He's got some, he faces the Brewers a lot and the Pirates a lot. He faces the Cubs a lot now. And I would have to guess that the ADP seems fair to me. And he's probably a top five catcher in fantasy baseball this year.
I mean, it does seem pretty fair. Like, I guess you're getting close. So in leagues where, like, is Dalton Varsho still going to have catcher eligibility? Like, I think in some leagues he will, some leagues he won't. Obviously, I would rather take him. I mean, Dalton Varsho probably is going to end up being the number one catcher, I would imagine. Your buddy JT Realmuto, actually, is probably going to give him a run for his money because Realmuto adds the stolen bases. Alejandro Kirk is probably going to be a guy I really like. But honestly, I'm sitting here looking and I'm like, I think I would rather have Wilson Contreras' brother than him, because looking at it, he gets to play in Miller Park, which is way more hitter friendly. I mean, the St. Louis ballpark, it is not hitter friendly. It really is not. So it's outdoors, it's windy, the fences are way far back. It's like a super pitcher friendly ballpark. The biggest thing is there's no one taking plate appearances away from him. Like, if this dude stays healthy for the whole year, Andrew Knizer is not coming in and stealing plate appearances away from him. Like, he could actually, I think he could lead all catchers in plate appearances if he, like, well, it's also one of those things where, like, you have to want to do that, right? Like, some catchers like to take days off for their knees or whatever, but, like, if he wants to play every day, which, I mean, we got to get into our research and figure this stuff out. He could have 550 plate appearances, which for a catcher is, like, no one gets that because catchers take the most days off. And I think he might DH some too, because Arenado and Goldschmidt like to play the field every day. So there's no reason he can't DH.
Yeah. And, you know, the only thing that you would hear the thing of, you know, shadow of Yadier Molina and who were, you know, future Hall of Famer, who really knows. I mean, I don't buy all that stuff. I think Contreras, really good player. You know, I think the ADP is fair. My draft strategy in this stuff is I don't need to have the best catcher in fantasy, Davis, but I don't want to be on the very back end either. So I got to make sure I get somebody at least mediocre. And I think Contreras falls into the upper echelon of that. Now, this is a fascinating one here, Davis, because Josh Bell was on his way last year to hitting like 50 home runs with the Washington Nationals. He looked fantastic. You know, they were talking about a payday with this guy getting $50, $60 million. He gets traded to the Padres at the end of the season, Davis, and just stopped hitting completely. Just really bizarre performance in San Diego. Cleveland is buying in on that first half. And by the way, all his other years with Washington, which were pretty good, and even Pittsburgh. His ADP is inside the top 200, but essentially there's not a lot of push on Bell sort of regaining that form that he did in the first half. Maybe a combination of the two, of what we saw. He goes to a place in Cleveland, not competing for any at-bats, no issues whatsoever, switch hitter Davis. But the shocking part definitely was August and September, because when San Diego obviously acquired him, they were thinking this is the guy that's going to push us over the top along with Juan Soto in that trade to win the World Series.
Okay, I mean, I got to say, not going to be for me. Now, I do love switch hitters. I just have always had a predisposition to switch hitters, but I'm sitting here looking at ADPs and looking at projections. And I do think one thing you could say if you want to take him in the NFBC is you're going to get a bunch of plate appearances from this guy.
That's right.
Because there is no reason for this guy to, very similar to what we were just talking about with Contreras, because he can play left field, he can play first base, and he can DH for them. And I guarantee there is no one on the Guardians roster when we get to opening day who is going to project to be better than him, honestly, at any of those positions, but particularly first base. So again, you start this guy in a given week in your NFBC league, and you might get all 7 days worth of plate appearances from him. So that in and of itself is pretty valuable. But I'm looking at projections, and I'm looking at ADP, and these are a couple guys I think I would rather have than him. Rowdy Tellez for Milwaukee. You know, he's not going to get as many plate appearances, but he's way better per plate appearance, right? And then also, I really like Jose Miranda for the Twins. He's corner eligible. He's first and third, I think, because he's really young and he flashed the power last year. But Bell seems fine. Bell seems like if you know you're going to need the plate appearances at first base, like he probably will be end up being a value, but not a guy you're like dying to get in any draft.
Yeah, I don't think the Twins are done adding, so that would be my concern with Miranda, maybe losing time, with somebody else being brought in. At least that's sort of the rumor going around, so we will see. Josh Bell, steady, but not fantastic. I think that's a good, and that's how he was paid, David, was steady, but not fantastic. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. We'll talk fantasy baseball now all the way up through the fantasy baseball season in April, and spring training is around the corner. We will be right back here with more fantasy sports.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Today we've got fantasy or reality. Bold script tick. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today. We've got some fantasy or reality coming up, but Davis, we mentioned the shifting in real quick in the AFC Championship, where Cincinnati, by the way, has moved up to 2.5-point favorites in Kansas City on a lot of the betting sites. Davis, what is going on? Is Mahomes not playing in this game at all? -2.5?
No, he's going to play. I mean, I mean, he might not be effective. I don't know. Maybe the dude will be out there walking around like he literally has one leg or whatever. I mean, you know, Mahomes has played with a high ankle sprain before. He had a high ankle sprain against the Oakland Raiders back in 2019. He had 4 touchdowns and 313 yards in the first half of that game. So, I mean, in general, I would just say this. Mahomes, after that ankle injury, averaged 0.28. EPA per play. No, I mean, EPA, like some people nerd stuff, whatever. 0.28 EPA per play would have been best in the NFL over the course of the whole season. So, I mean, should the Chiefs really be home underdogs? I don't know. The other thing is, Craig, and you know this, is everyone's loving this narrative that the Chiefs can't beat the Bengals. Burrow owns Mahomes. The Bengals defensive coordinator, Lua Murano, is like the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. He makes these guys work so hard. And I don't know. I mean, maybe the Bengals are better than the Chiefs. I certainly, as someone who wants the Chiefs to win, am guarding myself for the worst here. I had zero concerns of them losing to the Jaguars, right, or anything like that. But they could totally lose this game, and I really hope they don't. But I don't know if you've found this. Find it impossible to dislike Joe Burrow. He just seems very likable, very affable. I hate Tom Brady, right? Anytime the Chiefs would play the Patriots, like, do not want to lose to that guy. But if you're going to lose to someone, like, at least make it Joe Burrow, I guess.
Yep, definitely so. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, let's dive into it here, and let's start off with the Los Angeles Angels. No longer for sale, by the way, according to the Marino family. Could be some posturing. Who knows? Billions of dollars, Davis, we've got to be honest. Interesting note that the fans in Los Angeles have already peeked at the promotional schedule for the Los Angeles Angels and have found that they're giving away a ton of stuff about Shohei Ohtani, bobblehead, shirt, hat, the whole thing. Nothing after July. Interesting stuff. First half of the season only. Why? Free agent at the end of the season. Fantasy reality, Davis. Shohei Ohtani will pay the majority of his career with the Angels.
No. And honestly, this is more me coping than anything because I can't live in a world where Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani spend their entire career just completely toiling away in mediocrity. Like, Craig, if someone was as good as Shohei Ohtani is in baseball, at football, or basketball, this dude would not be able to leave the house. He would be in movies. He would be in every commercial. This would be like, Shohei Ohtani is better at baseball than Patrick Mahomes is at football or Giannis is at basketball, I think. I very much believe that. He should be the biggest star in sports, and he's not, because of who he plays for and because of how bad they are and baseball kind of has a marketing problem in general. So I need Shohei Ohtani to be a Met. I need him to be a Yankee. A Texas Ranger, a Boston Red Sox. I don't care. Just like a big historical baseball franchise that is going to have him on Sunday Night Baseball once a month. Like, I just, come on. Enough of this already. Like, I got to say fantasy.
All right, so let's take a look at it. Pull up his stats, if you could, while I'm talking here, so I we get this. So how many years has he played with the Los Angeles Angels? If I'm not mistaken, is this 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22? That's 6 years, correct?
He's entering into his sixth year. His first season was 2018.
Okay, so 5 years he's played in Major League Baseball, and he's going to play a sixth this year with the Angels, correct?
Yes, he has won MVP, Rookie of the Year, All-Star twice, and finished second in MVP voting last year.
But I guess here is my question. Do you think he plays six more years in Major League Baseball? Is that a slam dunk yes?
I mean, he's 27, so yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, well, yeah. I guess it comes down to personal preference, right? Because he could be like, I've made a bunch of money. I've broken every record. I want a break.
Right.
I'm 33. I'm going to go back to Japan and live my life. But
I'm just trying to answer the question clerically here to see. So my guess is, Davis, in the off season, he's going to get a contract of close to $500 million. And that is going to have to be at least 8 or 9 years, right? Like, that's probably fair, I would say. Like, is he going to get a 10-year deal? Maybe so, right? Yeah, anything's possible. I'm going to say fantasy along with you. I'm going to say fantasy. Yeah, I think he's going to get a mega deal after the year is over. He's going to have to decide if he wants to spend the rest of his career, Davis, you just mentioned, in the United States playing in Major League Baseball. That's the only thing that I think could be the separator here. I am going to say fantasy. He gets that contract from someone else. Maybe it's the Dodgers. And then once it becomes a 8 or 9 year deal, then the majority of his career will be played with the team that he signs with, unless he retires, which I don't see happening. So I will say fantasy as well. All right, good matchup tonight in the Eastern Conference, Davis. Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, not a huge spread in this game. Fantasy or reality, the Miami Heat will win the game against the Boston Celtics tonight.
I mean, this is not one where I am going to feel that confident about the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are not having their best possible season. Now, the Celtics are a little bit banged up right now. So Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon did not play last night. Jason Tatum also got banged up last night. He fell, landed awkwardly on his hip, missed a quarter, and came back. The Celtics are traveling on the road. So you're kind of thinking, maybe Tatum won't play tonight. Maybe Smart and Brogdon are going to take another night off, you know, kind of depending back to back. They had to travel, yada, yada. And I think the line is kind of telling us that this 218 is the lowest game total on the slate, which I think is telling us they don't expect the Celtics, at least one of the Celtics stars, to play. And the Heat are also favored by 3, despite the fact that they are not better. I mean, the Miami Heat, God bless them, they're just not better than the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are way better, probably the best offense in basketball right now. So I'm actually going to say reality, because I think Tatum is going to get the night off. I'm just reading the tea leaves here, and I think Tatum probably is just going to get to stay home and drink some cozy tea and watch Netflix tonight instead of having to play against Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this is true because I could be jaded with the way that my timeline works, Davis, so you'll have to weigh in. But a lot of people, at least on my timeline, are saying the Heat is the most inconsistent team in the NBA. Hardest to figure out if they're good, if they're bad, if they're ugly, like the whole thing. Like, they play up to their, you know, to the good teams, but down to the bad teams. They win every game in the last second. So I'm going to say, I can't go against the Heat. Am I crazy? I'm going to say reality tonight. I'm going to say they win last second 1 point. But they don't cover the spread, the 2.5, because I do have confidence in Boston. And by the way, any team at home that is good in the NBA should be more than a 2.5-point favorite over virtually anyone. And that kind of tells you the story here. I'll say reality, so we agree. 2 for 2 here. Okay, Blake Shelton is leaving America's Got Talent, or The Voice, excuse me. Blake Shelton is the host of The Voice. He's one of them. And he's obviously married to another one of the hosts of The Voice, which is Gwen Stefani. She's been on that show for a long period of time, too. You know, these shows, they change hosts all the time. Davis, you've seen this before with American Idol, America's Got Talent, and some of the others. Fantasy or reality, Blake Shelton will get a chair from the set of The Voice. Let me give you the background. When he said he's leaving, Davis, he says he wants to take that big, bad chair that's behind him out and take it home. He'll get one. Fantasy or reality?
I mean, yeah, like, this is a small marketing cost. I mean, these shows to me, Craig, are the most mystifying thing. You know, The Voice, America's Got Talent. There was a dancing one. I don't even remember what it's called. What's that? The Masked Singer. All these shows. Steph Curry had one that was like putt-putt related. All these competition, audition, American Idol. Yep. Craig, I've never watched one episode of these. I know they exist. I know they're on. I know they do, like, just from sort of reading and stuff. I know they get tremendous ratings, but But I never in my life have met one person who watches this programming. I do not get it. I don't know how it's constantly in the headlines. But I mean, look, Blake Shelton, good marketing bit here. The Voice, they can't complain about it. I'm sure they're happy to be tuning in to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV and hearing us talk about Blake Shelton taking his big chair away from The Voice. Good marketing. So yeah, I mean, I'll say reality. Yeah, give him the chair. What are you going to do with it, though? I mean, look, I'm a homeowner. I get something like this. My first thought is like, what am I going to do with this? Where am I going to put it? Because I love stuff like this. Like I have a chair that at a Chiefs game, the crowd got so big and riled up that we broke a chair and I carried it out with me. So I have like one of these seats from Arrowhead. Where am I going to put it? Craig, where am I going to put it? It's next to my desk. It's right over there, but I've never done anything with it. So I just have it. Same thing here. Like, what are you going to do with this, Blake Shelton? You putting this in your basement? Like, are your kids going to play with this? There's no reason to have it, but yeah, they're going to give him his chair just because it's good marketing.
I say fantasy. I think that this is not happening. I think that he said it in jest is my guess. The other part of this too, is that it could happen, Davis, and we would never know. You know, I think that they could make a chair look exactly like the one that's there and just give him one of those. And it would require him to take another step out there to say, hey, look what's in my house. Now that could happen. I could definitely see that happening on social media, but generally speaking, I think he's probably kidding. Now, I like you, don't watch this show. And unfortunately, this is one of those that my wife does not really watch either. I think she watches America's Got Talent. I don't think she watches The Voice. I have seen her watch The Masked Singer before, because I remember Gronk was on there once, and she's like, look, Gronk is on there. Like, there's been like a couple of people who I've recognized, so she'll be like, look what I recorded for you. But in general, no, Davis, I'm going to say no. He will not get a chair. Blake Shelton, you got to leave. You don't take your chair with you. But Gwen Stefani, you know, you're married to her, so you got that. But no chair for me. So going to say fantasy there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just not into these shows either, Davis. And, you know, they're bringing back a lot of these retro shows on TV too. I don't know if you've noticed that as well, but it seems like that's the new thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're developing a new show. It's either bring back something that was popular in the 80s or 90s. I mean, Craig, we are about getting to the point where they're about to start rebooting 90s stuff, early 2000s stuff. I mean, honestly, which is terrifying to me. Like the idea that, I mean, just in general, the idea that nostalgia stuff is now being marketed to me is, I mean, that's hard to take, man. When you realize that you've gone from being in popular culture to them trying to create popular culture to you because you have money to spend. It's honestly not a good feeling, man. It really isn't.
Yeah. I mean, they brought Night Court back to NBC. Yep. I mean, I grew up watching that show, Davis, on, I think it was Tuesday nights or Wednesday. I mean, I vividly remember watching that show on NBC. It actually got good reviews, shockingly enough. Like, usually, like, I see a reboot, I type in review and look, and usually it's like, oh, the show's the worst, it's a terrible idea. A lot of people said the show's pretty good, so you may have to check it out. All right, we got to take a break here on the show. Sports Grid 60 coming up next. Early line at the top of the hour. Newswire. Make sure you catch Newswire today at 2 o'clock Eastern. We'll be right back to wrap it up on this Tuesday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, as we get ready to wrap up the show. Before we do, 60 seconds of commentary from Davis. And for me, we start off with Davis, as always, on today's Sports Grid 60.
You know, I think that this Kansas City line movement stuff, you know what it kind of reminds me of, Craig? It reminds me of the Cowboys-Eagles game that Hurts ended up missing, where the line way overreacted at first. I think the Cowboys got all the way up to like -6 when it was Minshew and then went back down. Obviously, with the impossible to figure out thing that is Mahomes is not going to miss this game like Jalen Hurts missed that Cowboys-Eagles game. But everyone in the world, I think, including the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, has to ask themselves, how effective is this dude going to be? Like, I think you should be very wary of being like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm going to tail the line movement on the Bengals this week, because everyone betting on the Bengals is making the same guess as you, which is Mahomes is playing on one leg. But what does that really mean? I mean, we don't really know. This is an unknowable sort of thing. So I just find this type of stuff in sports betting in these really liquid markets really interesting.
There is an event that we're not talking about a lot that is coming up in March that I know it's going to be hard to sell Davis on, just like when Davis tries to sell me on like soccer and I'm like, ugh, I'm not watching that. I'm not doing that. It is the World Baseball Classic. I'm telling you now, you're going to like it. I have a very strong feeling that this is going to be a very highly rated event this year in March. You literally have 95% of the best players in Major League Baseball all playing for their respective countries. This has not happened the last few times that this was around. Look out, because I'm telling you, in late March, when they start playing in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, I think everyone is going to be watching this thing this year. I think it's going to be a big hit. That'll do it for our show. Thanks to Dubs for coming on the program, talking some golf. Of course, for our wonderful producers, my co-host Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. I will see you back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Until then, enjoy your lunch. Have a great day.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.